Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We have a $250 gift card that you could win. You can go there and watch the tournament or the NBA playoffs when they roll around, NHL playoffs. Always a good time at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you want to enter to win the $250 gift card, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register right there. Someone's got to win. Might as well be you. Ridiculous. You let other people win all the time. Enter the damn contest. WQAM.com. Click on contests. You can enter for the Dave & Buster's gift card right there. Clay Ferrero, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. He is fed up. He is angry. Who are you angrier at? Clay, me for my cheesesteaks take yesterday, or Mike Greenberg for his take on UNC today?
Well, I'm not angry at you for your cheesesteak take. I pity you. I feel sorry for you. It's pretty terrible. If you have to slather a cheesesteak in ketchup, it's because you clearly have an inferior cheesesteak. And at this point, I'm not even angry at Mike Greenberg anymore. I'm almost like, I don't know if angry is the right word, but frustrated with people who still continue to watch these shows and take seriously the things that that these guys say. That are, it's clearly, it has to be for attention, right? It has to be. I mean, look at the list. So for those that missed it, Mike Greenberg said that UConn would make one of the NBA play-in tournaments. Have you seen the teams that would currently be in the play-in tournament? Like, you think they're going to beat the Lakers? You think they're going to beat the Dallas Mavericks? Like, really, this is who people are taking seriously these days. So I don't. It's not that I'm angry. It's more like, oh, how? Why? And as far as your cheesesteak take, I feel like I need to take you to a decent cheesesteak place.
That's in Philadelphia. Let me give you the background here. So yesterday was National Cheesesteak Day, and I sent out a picture on Twitter of a Chickies and Pete's cheesesteak, which happened to be bought at Chickies and Pete's. Remember when they had the one at the Panthers Arena? They had a Chickies and Pete's there. But that is a Philadelphia chain. And I've told Solana and Crowder this before. My wife is from Philadelphia. We got married in 1997, and it was probably 96 or 97 in Philadelphia at Jim's Steaks on South Street, where my wife said, "Do you know that you put ketchup on a cheesesteak?" and I didn't know this. The only cheesesteaks I'd ever had, you know, would be Miami subs or, you know, whatever, a Florida version of a Philly cheesesteak. And we were on South Street, and she said, no, you absolutely put ketchup on a cheesesteak. She's a Philadelphian. And that's why. And by the way, now that I've had it for 20 plus years, that is the superior way to eat a cheesesteak. You should have it with Cheese Whiz and ketchup. I'm sorry. I refuse to apologize. And I refuse to take your pity.
You don't need to take it. You're still getting it.
I mean, no. I refuse it. I refuse your pity. You have to give it to someone else. I refuse your pity.
This feels like an I'm rubber, you're glue situation. Look, here's my thing. If you're slathering ketchup on something, and look, you have to look at the picture that Hawk posted. He dumped an entire bottle of Heinz on this thing, okay? It's not like you're just drizzling it on there to enhance flavor. You are masking flavor when you're dumping that much ketchup on something.
Adding to the flavor.
A Philly cheesesteak, the flavor comes from the meat, the seasoning on said meat, the cheese, perhaps the whiz if you're using the cheese whiz, whatever other cheese, the provolone, white cheddar, whatever it is, and then onions, peppers, like you enhance the flavor of the meat with all that stuff. You don't just dump a bottle of ketchup on it, because then you're eating chewy ketchup. That's what you're doing. You're eating chewy ketchup, Hawk.
Yeah, disagree. Now, one of the things I told Solana is what I was surprised to find out on Twitter, the response yesterday was heated. A lot of people suggest that ketchup is only for children. Now, do you subscribe to that thought?
No, I like ketchup as a condiment, you know, to enhance the flavor of French fries, for burgers. But cheesesteak is just much, much different. It's more the what you're putting it on and using it to enhance flavor as opposed to just masking it entirely.
Clay, I'm kind of in the middle here because I don't have an issue with putting ketchup on cheesesteaks. I do agree with you, though. The amount of ketchup Hawk used was just ridiculous. I mean, you shouldn't use that much ketchup ever for anything. But what's the difference between putting ketchup on a burger? You just said you'll put it on a burger. And putting it on a cheesesteak, it's the exact same meal. They're just prepared differently, and they go on a different bread. I mean, there's no difference.
It's not the same meal. It's a different cut of beef, for one thing. I mean, so let's start that. I mean, it's like you wouldn't put ketchup on steak in general, right? I mean, this is, and again,
Patrick Mahomes steak, does.
Okay, well, that's just because somebody else does. If Patrick Mahomes jumped out the building, would you do it, Hawk?
I would not put ketchup on steak. No, I would not.
Okay, so it's two different meals. But secondly, here, if you tell me that you're just drizzling a little bit of ketchup on a cheesesteak, I'd be like, okay, all right, like that's not as egregious as what you're suggesting. So I guess maybe I'm Solana, I'm with you. Okay, so like I'm gonna do the Solana thing. Solana, I'm with you, but that's what Solana says. He always tells people when he's gonna disagree with them.
He
says,
couches
I'm
it
with
a little
you.
Bit. He doesn't wanna yeah, he
you,
couches
but,
it just a little bit.
In other words, he's not with you.
Now, I believe in going 100% on anything that you do, and that's why I don't drizzle the ketchup. I like to go full throttle, full bore on anything I do, Clay.
But it's enhancing the flavor. It's not masking the flavor. There's a big difference in this. So you put, I can't think of an example at this point, but like if you dump a condiment on something, There's a saturation point where you're ruining the flavor of what you're eating. That's what I'm arguing.
Right, but I did not achieve that during that particular cheesesteak on the one that's pictured. I'm with you. At certain times, I love salad dressing. I love salad dressing. At certain times, at some point, the salad is too drenched in the dressing and they've overdone it. But I did not achieve that feat during the pictured cheesesteak.
Okay, now salad dressing, I would actually eat like a bowl of ranch dressing with just like a few pieces of lettuce. So that's a different discussion.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like when it's swimming like that. That's a little too much.
Okay.
Anyway.
No. I feel like we've solved a lot of problems today.
I do feel like we've solved a lot of problems. Where is the best place to get a cheesesteak in South Florida? Let's disagree.
I don't know. I don't think I get them here. I can't remember the last one I got here, unless it was in a mall or something. I was spoiled.
How can you think your opinion
on
cheesesteaks is valid? I mean, if you don't even
because I spent enough time in Philly where I actually went around and taste tested them at a bunch of different places.
Fraud.
And, And by the way,
you're greeny. You're the greeny of this talk show. You're Greenberg.
Massively overrated.
Greeny. You don't know anything about cheesesteaks. You just opined on cheesesteaks. You don't know anything about them.
You just told me that your opinion on cheesesteaks was formed 30 years ago.
That's right.
Did you say you, you said you were in Philly taste testing Philly cheesesteaks?
Yeah, so we went around and we decided we're only going to eat cheesesteaks. We're going to go to as many places as we can. And I love, we just went to a bunch of different places in Reading Terminal Market and found a bunch of good ones. But Pat's and Geno's was, I was just so massively disappointed with Pat's and Geno's. And I get it. Like
I like Jim's out of all three. I like Jim's the best.
I actually really like Jim's too. Yeah. Yeah. I like Jim's. The Pat's and Geno's.
Here we go agreeing again. I like it better when we're disagreeing.
Well, I'm trying to lead you into something that you're going to disagree with that's going to make you look really bad, because I know that Pat's and Geno's is overrated. And if you disagree with me on that, then I know that I've got you. So that's why I keep coming
back. I'm out of time, Greeny. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.